Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Do you have any questions or anything before we move on? Anything you want to chat about? Anything on your mind? It's a fun part of a live show. Yes. Oh, I love that. I love how you ask such a deep question in such a bubbly way. Because your tone of voice was really fun. So what's the difference between... Because there, I thought you were going to say, like, oh, the difference between, like, summer and spring for you. As you're like, what's the difference between racism in South Africa and racism in the USA? That was, like, my favorite topic. I will tell you what, I think the biggest difference between racism in America and racism in South Africa is I find that South African racism is and was a lot more blatant, and so there's more of an acknowledgement of it as an idea. And I always say to people, I know it's strange to say this, but I often think that was the greatest gift the apartheid government gave us, is that it was like, it was there, it was happening to you, it wasn't hidden. Do you know what I mean? So you were just like, we don't want this. People would fight, stop this apartheid, it's racism. And then the government would be like, yes, of course it is racism. That's what we're doing to you. The blacks must not do this. But then what happened in America is, you know, you hit that period where, like, they started changing things. I don't know if it was around Nixon, and they were like, oh, we've got to be silent about this. And then it wasn't blatant anymore. And so I always thought that's a terrible thing to do to people, because now people have to be like detectives of their own racism. They have to figure it out. You know what I mean? So let me give you an example. In South Africa, the government would just say, blacks cannot live in these areas. You're black, you don't live here. Now you know, I'm black, I don't live here. I don't like it, but I don't live here. You get what I'm saying? But then in America, you'd be like, can I get a home loan? And they'd be like, no. And you'd be like, why? And they'd be like, no. Maybe like, why can't I? And then you just start realizing, you're like, wow, how come the black people all seem to only be able to get houses in these areas, but not in these areas? And these school districts are better. How come the money is going here? How come the, how come? And you get what I'm saying? And I know it sounds strange to say, but I think there's something liberating about fighting an obvious enemy as opposed to one that you have to prove exists. That's probably the biggest difference between America and, yeah. And can I just say, what is your name?
Katrina.
Katrina, you should be a debate moderator in this country. Because the way you snuck that question in was so chill. You would throw politicians off the, what are you?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher, aha! You see? That was, yeah. Yeah, no, politicians wouldn't see you coming, you know? You'd just be like, so let's talk about all of the campaign finance fraud. And how you stole that money.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.